Turns out that the top parts of the Earth's atmosphere block all the gamma rays and the X-rays coming from outer space. And that's good, because it turns out, as we'll find out in a moment, that the radiation of short wavelength carries a lot of energy. It packs a really big punch. So gamma rays and X-rays carry so much energy that they could be damaging to the living cells. Okay, and that's where you go. We are allowed to have only so many X-rays during the year, and you're exposed when you have a dental X-ray to a very short burst of X-rays over a short period of time, as I said. So it's good that the top layers of our atmosphere, which is ionized, it consists of ionized molecules and atoms, and these free charges can actually screen us on the surface of the Earth from gamma rays and X-rays coming from outer space. It turns out that the ozone layer at about 30 kilometers above the ground blocks most of the UV radiation, but some can actually penetrate to the surface of the Earth. And again, UV rays carry a lot of energy compared, say, to a visible part of the spectrum. And it's not good to expose your skin for a long period of time to UV radiation. Then it turns out that our atmosphere admits through all the visual wavelengths, all the wavelengths from the visible part of the spectrum. And that explains why our eyes, we are living on the surface of the Earth, became sensitive to just those wavelengths, because most of the sun's energy is at visual wavelengths, and they happen to be able to penetrate through the atmosphere and reach the surface of the Earth. CO2 and water vapor in the atmosphere, they block the infrared. So you see that infrared wavelengths are completely blocked, and also some longer radio wavelengths. But some radio wavelengths from outer space can penetrate through the atmosphere.